I've been doing this for over 3 decades, and I enjoy motivating, inspiring, and helping people be better. Mind, body, and soul. As I said earlier, strong mind, strong body, that equals a strong future. It doesn't matter what age you
We
are.
go. Hello again, everyone. It's Cavs Beeland. This is Casual Conversations. It's an audio and a video podcast. And you can like it, subscribe if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. But it's also on cable. An audio version is on Spotify, Apple, everything. But this is a show, a program that we showcase people who are very important to our world. Today, our very special guest is back. It's Joetta Clark Diggs. There she is on the screen. Hi, Joetta. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm fine.
Oh, wonderful. Nice to see you again. So what have you been doing? I think 2 years ago we talked to you last. What's been happening in your life?
Well, a lot's been going on in my life. Thanks for asking. Business has been doing well ever since COVID. We've been doing really good. And it's really amazing to see that I'm still relevant after 30 or 3 decades in this business. I have been doing my speaking. I have the podcast now, following my daughter all around as she navigated through college. And just making sure that I continue to empower people with wellness, health, and we also talk about finances as well in the Joetta Sports the Beyond brand.
Wow, that's awesome. In case you don't know about Joetta, here's some fun facts about her. You can read on the screen if you want to talk about that for a few minutes. You know, it's 28 consecutive years. Oh my, how did you deal with all that?
Well, thanks for asking that. It's been a long time. When I look at, I've been retired now for 24 years. And you're right, I did compete for 28 years, never missing indoor competitions or outdoor competitions. And it was just a blessing to have such a long career. I think the one thing that made me different from other people was that I didn't start running until I was maybe 11 or 12 years old. And then I was able to continue until I retired when I was 38. And just having no injuries was a big, big deal because a lot of athletes got injured. I was blessed with a body that didn't get injured.
Well, that's definitely want to talk about that, this podcast today, about dealing as a new parent, maybe who have a new student or athlete going into cross country or other sports and dealing with injuries. And definitely that's the focus of our episode today. So you can listen. If you're listening to her, you can watch us and see how wonderful Joetta looks there on the screen. If you want to just listen and drive, feel free, you know, whatever you're doing. But look at it. She's been in 4 different Olympics and outdoor. I mean, it's, and I know one cool thing is that happened recently. Couple years was you were in the Hall of Fame in New Jersey.
Yes, that was a highlight of my professional career, was to be inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame, the acclaimed Hall of Fame. And a lot of times, you know, I've been in many Hall of Fames, from my high school Hall of Fame at Columbia High School in New Jersey, my college Hall of Fame, the University of Tennessee, Penn Relays Hall of Fame, the USA Track and Field Hall of Fame. And this summer, I got inducted into the NCAA Hall of Fame. But the New Jersey Hall of Fame holds a special part of my life. My brother and sister introduced me. And it's just an amazing Hall of Fame. And I was really pleased and honored to have that introduction and to be in that Hall of Fame with so many amazing people from New Jersey. Many of us lived our entire lives in New Jersey. Some people came in later on. But it doesn't matter how they got in the Hall of Fame. It was just a blessing to be in the Hall of Fame. I got inducted in 2013.
Well, I know you're on a mission to put a famous Joe Clark, who, you know, tell us just a few words about him, because a lot of people don't know that. And I didn't connect that till I knew you for quite a few years. And suddenly one day it clicked to me like, that's your father.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about him and what your goal with him is now.
Well, right now, my father and mother both transitioned in 2020, so it's been almost 4 years. And I think that when I look at everything, my father is not in the Hall of Fame, and I am in the Hall of Fame. So right now is our mission and our goal as his children to get him into the Hall of Fame. And you have to vote to get him into the Hall of Fame. And there is the website that has a QR code, and you just would scan that with your phone if you could be so kind to do that. Or you can go to the New Jersey Hall of Fame website page and vote for my father. Ironically, he's not in the education part. He's under the public service part. And you have to vote for everybody. So they have it down there for you to click on names to find out who these people are. But when you get to the public service part, if you could vote for my father, Dr. Joe Lewis Clark, that would be great. And that would help secure him into the Hall of Fame. And guess what? This would be one of the only times in the country that a daughter and a father are in the state's Hall of Fame. So hopefully that this can happen here in New Jersey to make that happen.
Another amazing accomplishment for Joetta Clark Diggs. She's an Olympian, entrepreneur, leader, motivator, and beyond. Who knows what's next for her? And to find out more, everything, go to joettasportsandbeyond.com if you're listening to that. And we'll have the links, everything below and everything like that. Beautiful. Good luck. I voted, by the way, already. I went this morning. I voted.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And it's so funny. I only go by one name now. I go by Joetta. I have a perfume line and that stays consistent. So it's just Joetta. You heard of Madonna, Oprah, Socrates. Now you have Joetta, and it goes in line with my perfume line.
Well, I usually go by Kaz. So, you know, Kaz TV. So
yes, Kaz TV. Yes.
Got to follow the leaders, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's get a little serious now about sports. So let's say you're a parent, you have your first child who's just reaching that age of 11, 12 or whatever. And so what do you suggest to those people that they do first?
First of all, I would say as a parent, we talk about parenting 101 through my company. We talk about how to navigate being a parent of a student and then also a student athlete as they transition into high school and college. But first of all, make sure that they're doing something that they enjoy. And if you did the sport, do not push them in that sport because they may not like it. So allow that child to grow and develop their skill sets. And I always say try different sports. Talitha runs the 400 meters, but she didn't start running really seriously until she got into high school. Prior to that, she did basketball and soccer and ice skating. And she did all these other sports because she did not want to run track. I am a four-time Olympian. Her two aunts, one is a five-time Olympian, the other is a three-time Olympian. Her uncle is an Olympic coach, and all of her aunts and play aunts and uncles are Olympians. So that was a lot of pressure. Yeah. So I would say to parents, if you have youngsters, let them try different events, different sports, and also do not put yourself in their position, meaning don't see what they're doing through your eyes. Let them see it through their own eyes and develop a passion and love for the sport.
Yeah, well, that's a tough temptation for a lot of parents to get over. Like, you know, I know. And a lot of them, when they get to that 11, 12, go, hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. Leave me alone. You know, that kind of thing. So it's very tough to let go, especially with the first child going into it. You know, and the other ones are similar, but some of those have, well, they have an older sibling that went through it, let's say, and they got them into it. You know, that kind of happened to us. And I says, well, you know, let the other one kind of navigate them and help them because they could associate some similar experiences.
Well, I think as parents, you have to understand that your children are different and they may have different ideas that they want to do and different sports they want to try. And I know it's difficult, especially if you have more than one child, to take one there and take one there and take one there. But I think it's in the best interest of the child. And that you don't force them to do a sport because the other sibling did the same sport.
Yeah.
And I think it's important also as parents to let the children know that we're going to love you and support whatever it is that you want to do. But I cannot say this and it's really important for parents to stay involved and not just to let their kids be guided by the coach and to stay involved, know what's going on, show up at practices, attend their competitions, talk to the child about what they're feeling, what's going on. Have your finger on the pulse, not just let the coach do whatever they want to the child when they want to. So I think it's imperative that you stay alert, stay aware, keep your ears listening. When you're in the car, listen to what the kids are saying to pick up on little things that your child may not tell you, but they may communicate to the other children in the car. it's important to do that at all ages, not only in elementary school, but in high school. And I did the same thing in college with my daughter. I made sure that I spoke to the coach. I communicated with the coach, and it's important to do that. These children are children, regardless of how old they are. They're your children, and they don't know a lot of stuff. And guess what? As parents, you might not know either. But it is important to make sure that that coach understands that you have parents that are going to be involved, that are going to question, that are going to support their child, but also support what they're doing. But we just need to know what's going on.
Well, what about Jovetta, what about injuries? Let's say, you know, a child is injured. They go to the trainer. They tell them what ice, do whatever, right? Then they say, well, go to a physical therapy. You go to that. Then they say, well, it might be this, might be that. Get an X-ray, get an MRI. They go to all these different places, you know. And you know, the seasons are only so long, let's say, yes, in cross country. You know, they try to, and they actually at a point where they got into it. They love it. They're crazy. And these things happen, preventing it from doing it. So, like, who do you listen to at one point? You know, one person saying this, that child saying, well, I'm okay, I hurt, you know, they're faking the hurt. You don't know, like, what? It's so many things at the same time to deal with. How do you deal with all that situation?
Well, a lot of times, that's a great question, because when your child gets hurt, it hurts you, and you they want to be out there on the field competing, and you want them to be out there too. It's important that you have them see their school trainers, but a lot of times you may have to seek help from other sources that are more knowledgeable than the trainer that you have at this school. And if that's the case, you have to go through the protocol to get your child healthy and then seek outside sources. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. And we didn't have that problem with Talitha in high school. But if we did, we would have dealt with the trainer, but we would also have sought outside help. And I know people in the business, so I'm a little bit different than most parents, but it is important that you listen to the school trainer, but do not think that that is the end. If your child has a persisting injury or it keeps reoccurring, you have to seek outside sources. It could be the shoe. It could be their foot placement. It could be that they're growing fast. There are a lot of different reasons as to why. And the more information you get, I think that it will help you come up with a better plan for your child.
How about, you've been in so many races, competitions, and what kind of mindset should they go through before any event? You know, some are scared in the beginning. They don't want to, they don't know what they're going to do it, but their friend's going to say they're losers, whatever, because they just weren't as fast as they were. You know, all these things I'm sure go through their minds. And and sometimes, you know, they get a surprise that you actually are better than they thought they were. But they won't know that until they actually compete, you know. So what mindset should they go through to for the competition?
Well, being a kid and being a kid myself many years ago, we have to understand that children are going to poke fun and say things to your child, and your child, quite honestly, will be involved in that kind of banter as well. I do think it's important that the child has a frame of mind to understand what their talents are and to set goals that kind of focus around their abilities. And they're going to be afraid, they're going to be upset, but I always say that to get nervous, to be excited, lets you know that you're at a competition. When you're at practice, you might get a little nervous because of a workout, but the anxiety and the endorphins aren't as high as they would be in a competition. So I want the child to understand that it's okay to get nervous at a competition, but if you put the work in, if you trained hard, if you got the rest, it will give you confidence that you can handle the competition that day. A lot of times when you don't do the things that you should have done in practice, and now you're in a competition, you become nervous and excited because you didn't do the right thing. And that's one thing. But if you've done all the work, if you prepared your mind, your body for the competition, just allow yourself to be free and to have some fun, and to make sure that you try to execute the plans that your coaches are saying. And that's for an individual. If you're on a team sport, you have other people that you have to work with, and you have to work together. And it's important that you don't try to, that you do your part. Whatever your goal is, whatever your position is, make sure you do the best that you can at that position, because the better you are at that position, it helps the overall mission of the team.
Yeah, I think that mindset kind of, I've seen some, and I'm more familiar with cross country because I've seen a lot of those with daughters I have. And so like after the competition, or before they say, well, you never sometimes watch or care, whatever, even though you're there because they're so zoned in there, they don't want you any part of it at a certain age. But then when they finish it, you try to go and congratulate them and they kind of like, get away from me, whatever. It's like, is because they're just maybe disappointed or they're just tired, whatever. It's
No, I think it could be. You have to know your child, and when they just get finished running a race, some people want to be embraced, and some people don't. And sometimes, as parents, they look at us as embarrassing them. And you have to know your place when to go over. They give you the nod that it's okay. They give you the nod that it's not okay. Don't force yourself on the situation because you have plenty of time to talk to them when they get home. So just
Yes.
enjoy the space, watch them have fun with their friends if they win, watch how their friends console them if they don't do well, watch how their behavior changes. And so you have something to talk about when you're at home. I noticed this. How'd you feel when you did that? So don't, as parents, don't get upset if they don't want you around. My daughter doesn't want me around either. I have to look at her to see if it's okay to come in her space. She does have an uncle, godfather come over in her space, along with the coaches, but for mom, she doesn't want a mom around at all, and for a father, doesn't want him around at all, and we understand that, and it's okay. She has the people that she talks to, she has people that she believes in and wants to talk to, and I'm not that person. So as a parent, you have to know where your role is, when they need you, when they don't need you, and they'll let you know.
Well, look, the opposite. I see some parents who sign this kid up for like every season sport. They got baseball, football, wrestling, everything. I don't know what the goal is, but it just seems like way overkill. Like one doesn't end, the other one starts, and they're always somewhere. And what are your feelings about that?
Well, each parent, each family has their own dynamic. And sometimes the athlete is good at all sports and they are just letting them try to find out where they fit. But then some, when you're in high school, some kids can't do basketball, baseball, track, or whatever the three sports are. I don't get involved with what other people do as long as the child wants to do it and is not being forced on by the parents. Because if the child wants to do it, they're going to show up for practice. They're not going to make excuses. But if the parent is forcing the child to doing something, they may make excuses not to show up to one practice over the other practice. So it's important that we, if we do have kids do more than one sport, that we make sure that they are enjoying it and that they want to do it and not doing it because we want them to do it. Because look, it's a lot of time driving to the different places to follow them. It's a lot of time going to the different events every week, pretty much, and then every season. So I just say, if you're going to have a child do more than one event, make sure that that's what they want to do. We were always taught, if you start something, you finish it. And we're not going to buy all this equipment for you to say, oh, I don't like it. So we will let you try it and finish it, unless you really know that's not for you. There are signs that you know the kid doesn't like it. So if that's what you're seeing, then you have to pull them out. You don't make them stay. But if they just don't want to go because they don't feel like it, that's not a good enough reason for me. I don't feel like it is not good. When I don't feel like going to work, when I don't feel like buying these plane tickets and going all over the country cheering for you, I still go. I have to go to work. And the same thing with studies as a student. My daughter is an excellent student athlete. She's getting ready to graduate. She's made the SEC Academic Athlete of the Year, NCAA Athlete of the Year. She's been on the dean list all 4 years of college. But guess what? If your grades are not good, then you don't compete. And if you don't compete well, then your grades suffer sometimes. And if your grades suffer, then your athletics suffer. There has to be a balance. And we always say, strong mind, strong body, that equals a strong future. So make sure that your child is doing well in school so that they can be prepared for the next level, whatever that might be.
It's funny, just covered that last subject because I was gonna ask you about that. But so what support do you continue, to give? Because balancing, the scholar athlete together, sometimes there've been bad stories where, great athlete, but they're not good in school and they get into trouble other ways. Yeah. Like, how do you keep that sort of a guideline on that to make sure they don't swerve to a wrong direction in some way?
Well, again, it goes back to parenting and knowing your child. Not every child is going to get a 4.0. Not every child is going to be the best in the state. That's the calling that God set for Talitha. But whatever that they're doing, I always say, help them to be the champions of their lives. So just like you get a coach for track or basketball, whatever the sport is, you may have to get a tutor for them academically. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that as parents, it's our job to provide an environment that leads them to be successful and be the champions of their lives. And again, if you have more than one child, you see one child doing this and another child doing that, they may all be excellent student athletes and they may not be. Each child is different and you have to go about navigating their space differently. And we can't have a cookie cutter way of parenting the children. Yes, there are rules and guidelines that you're going to have to abide by, but when it comes to your individual friends and the way you dress and your personality and who you are, we have to sit back as parents and get in tune with that child, because that helps with the development mentally in school and also physically as athletes. And then it makes them to be better people when you know who your child is, and then you embrace that and help them navigate that space. That's what we do as parents. We love our child and our children no matter what. And it's our job to make sure that we know, have a finger on the pulse, as I always say, to know what's really going on and to help them along the way.
And I think don't compare. Don't say, oh, your sister or your brother did the same thing. They were better than you. Yeah. Or your friend, you know, you could have beat her if you just did one little extra step or whatever. I think that that's hurtful also, because you know, they know what they can do. And you know, it's better, I think, if they say that to you, that I could have done it if I just pushed myself a little further, maybe, right?
Yeah, we try and kill the comparisons, but there are times when we just make them just because of conversation. I mean, there have been times when I would say, well, so-and-so went out fast or so-and-so did that. And that means in their mind that they're not doing a good job. And that's not what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So they have, you have to worry about how they're going to perceive what you say and say it in a way that's caring and loving. So instead of saying, well, so-and-so did that, saying, is there something that you think that you could have done to have given you a different outcome or a better outcome or the outcome that you desired? And I think that if we can talk to our children that way, it allows them to see that we're not comparing at all. We just want to have an interesting dialogue that helps them be better. And it's going to be led by them. Let the child think that they're really directing the conversation when really we are navigating the conversation, but we want to get a result that makes them empowered and not take away anything from them.
Well, Joetta, thank you for being a guest on this Casual Conversations podcast, but tell us about your podcast, because you did some, you started out one way, added some new features and things. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, a long time ago, my co-host and I, we had a podcast called the Be Extraordinary Podcast. But this year, we're going to branch out to the Champions Unplugged podcast. You have a graphic up there with me, but we also have one with the both of us up there. And the bottom line is this podcast is going to talk about health and wellness and fitness and sports. And we're going to have guests on there. It's unplugged, which means that we don't know what we're going to get, but it's going to be honest, it's going to be candid, it's going to be fun. And so we wanted to go in a different direction with the podcast, and we will restart the podcast in May.
Well, congratulations. I look forward to seeing that, and maybe I'll be a guest on that one too.
You know? Yeah, maybe. Well, that would be really great. I will discuss that. You know, being guests on podcasts are really hard, especially when you have your own podcast, but there's a lot that you could talk about in the space of TV and media that you've been doing for many decades as well. So we would love to have you come on and be unplugged. The only thing we ask on this podcast is that you're honest, that you're candid, and that you don't hold back, because we're going to pull information out of you because it's unplugged. So many times you go on shows and everybody's careful as to what they're saying. And we want it to be true and candid, because that's how you help people. Because a lot of people watching the shows were once us, and they want to be us now, but if you don't give them the correct You know, it's yeah, I'm a four-time Olympian, but a lot of work went into being a four-time Olympian. A lot of sacrifices, a lot of training. I'm a businesswoman, a leading authority on motivation and achievement. I speak at various companies and corporations across the country, but there's a lot of sacrifices that go into doing that, a lot of preparation. And I think that if people are trying to get into our spaces, we have to make sure that we give them information that they can use when they're not watching the show.
Well, I think a lot of things that look very simple is because there all this stuff is prepared and ready to go. Like, yes. I talked to you, I prepared the graphics. We had a kind of align some of it, but the rest of it is like as it goes. Now, whoever, one of my guests, they say we do it in real time.
Yes.
I can go live as soon as live because they bring a different game, play to the game because they know if they mess up, if a dog barks, anything happens, we just have fun, laugh at it. If a phone goes off, I just say, oh, well, they're calling already for you. Look at that. It's working. So you got to be freedom and go. And I love that kind of stuff. It's actually would get to actually say what I want and give advice. Wow. That's amazing.
I always say people, like you said, they think things are easy and how to go about things. And I always say, do hard better. But also do easy on purpose. It's when you're doing when something's easy that we become negligent and we don't put the energy into it because it's so easy. But then when it becomes hard, we have not developed the strategies and the willpower and the staying power to get through it. So I always say do easy on purpose. So when things become harder, you've already developed a skill set that can help you navigate through the hard times.
Totally, totally true. This is Joetta. And JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com is the website. You can listen to the podcast or watch and see how great we both actually look on this podcast. So, Rebel everywhere. And I know I asked you this before, but I love asking people this question because it's a feel-good thing. So what was it like being back here on the Casual Conversations again?
It's always a joy to be on your show because one thing I know that you're going to be prepared. And a lot of times you go on shows and the hosts don't know really anything about you. And I find myself having to fill in and become like a co-host to the person. But when I'm on your show, I know you've done the research and you're going to have relevant questions. And the bottom line is that you're trying to make sure your audience has information that is invaluable and that will be useful when they're not watching the show.
Oh, thank you very much for the comment. I mean, it's people write the stuff about Johnny Carson, a big fan of his. It's like people think he was out to entertain. His job was to make the guests look better than him. But you just did not realize that because by doing that, it made the show fun, informative, and everything. So, but, you know, there were people who prepared stuff, questions they did on talk shows. But then the host has to then take that and blend it in so that they don't look like, you know, they're it's their show and whatever. Everyone has to work together to get the information out and come out looking great. And give out great information, you know, that's important to our world. So thank you very much, Joetta. Any final comments?
Well, no, thank you very much. If anyone wants to contact me to be a speaker, you have my website, Joetta Sports and Beyond. I've been doing this for over 3 decades, and I enjoy motivating, inspiring, and helping people be better, mind, body, and soul. As I said earlier, strong mind, strong body, that equals a strong future. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Thank you, Joetta. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you.